The latest statewide school accountability results from the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education were cause for celebration in the largest school district in western Massachusetts. The new report on school accountability classified the Springfield Public Schools as having made substantial progress toward achieving its academic goals. For the 2018-2019 academic year, Springfield was rated as having made 52% of progress toward its targets. Anything above 50% is considered real improvement, according to Springfield Superintendent of Schools, Dan Warwick.
So there's some good news at the district level and some great news at particular schools.
This is the second year of a new accountability system for Massachusetts schools. It takes into account not just student test scores, but data such as graduation rates and absenteeism.
One thing that helped us tremendously is we had the biggest increase in graduation rate in the state over the last few years, so our schools all made it on the graduation dropout end, so that helped us.
Warwick said Springfield has also made progress in lowering rates of chronic absenteeism. As a result of the latest accountability measurements, the John J. Duggan Academy, a 6th through 12th grade school in Springfield with an enrollment of about 900 students, was removed from the state's list of underperforming schools, one of only two schools in the state to exit the category this year. Duggan is part of the Springfield Empowerment Zone. It's a turnaround effort begun a few years ago that includes all of Springfield's middle schools and one high school. Principals are given autonomy over curriculum, staffing, scheduling, and even budgeting in their individual schools.
It's leadership, it's quality teaching, and it's really focusing on data analysis and then putting the right intervention programs in place. That really made the difference in my mind for Duggan.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has visited Duggan and other Springfield Empowerment Zone schools and advocated the model be given a try in other school districts. For the third year in a row, state education officials did not put any new schools on the underperforming list. Along with the new school accountability system, Massachusetts has been gradually shifting to a new standardized test given each spring to students in grades 3 through 8 and 10. 61% of 10th graders statewide met or exceeded expectations on the new English MCAS, and 59% did so on the math portion of the test. Both were well below the results of the legacy exam. But for the next 2 years, the passing score will be adjusted to the equivalent of the minimum passing mark on the legacy test, according to State Education Commissioner Jeff Riley.
We're being prudent and taking the time to make sure that we set up our system in a way that works for all of our kids. I think the board has to make some decisions in the next couple of years on what the actual score is going to be on the next generation assessment that's going to count for the competency determination. So we're just giving folks a little bit of breathing room as we figure that out.
In order to receive a high school diploma in Massachusetts, students are required to pass the 10th grade MCAS exam. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.